This is a Triple J podcast.
Hey, it's Dave Marchese with you for the deep dive this week, and we're going to take a look at education courses being sold online. We're not talking about universities selling courses. I'm talking about those influencers and creators who are promising you everything. You can live a dream lifestyle. You can have a holiday every day of the year, earn thousands, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars from the comfort of your own home. So, is this possible? Yeah, you've probably been seeing a bit of this. Creators pushing not just to men, but also to women, saying, we can get you out of the 9 to 5 or whatever daily grind you're in. You can make money without having to clock in every single day. The problem, though, these courses can cost a fair bit of money, more than $10,000. So what's the risk?
Everything I just talked about, they just did to me, and I was just kind of like a fish wandering into a shark's mouth.
Well, in a bit, you're going to hear from an expert who's got some warnings about these types of course sellers and some advice if you think you might want to sign up.
What is that certification actually worth? Do people actually recognise this company and do they place any value on that credential?
But first, Hack reporter Alice Angeloni's been looking into one of these course selling organisations, which is targeting young Aussie tradies.
If you're stuck in some dead-end job right now, feeling like your life is slipping away, I can guarantee you that there is more out there for you simply because I have lived it.
Comment source and I'll flick you my free step-by-step guide.
As Instagram feeds do, they know what you're kind of going through, and it was obviously a time when it was raining heaps and I didn't have a lot of work.
Tom, not his real name, is a chippy in his 20s from Coffs Harbour in New South Wales.
I was like thinking about ways that I could have a side hustle of doing something online. All of a sudden I had influx of this thing coming in.
I'm 24 now and I'm making about 80k a month, but less than 2 years ago I was working in construction.
It sounded like something that anyone could do, and like they were targeting me personally.
So Tom hit up one of these guys, and next thing he knew, he was booked in for a call. But first they told him to watch a video.
Make $1,000 to $5,000 or more per day with just your phone and a Wi-Fi connection, working less than an hour per day.
Watching the video, Tom clocked the logo, a gold eagle on a red backdrop.
They have this really intense, like, frat boy signature stable.
And while he went ahead with the call, he says he was starting to get sus.
Could see that there's something else. There's another way that they will be, I don't know, making the money off people, like, just trying to get you into the system.
So what's behind these escape the 9-to-5 content creators? Well, the one Tom got involved with is called ABC Sales Agency, or ABC Academy. And they say they teach sales and marketing, remote closing, appointment setting, and content creation. They also claim
you'll be getting certified by ABC.
But let's take a closer look.
Growing up, we didn't have a lot of money.
Billy, not his real name, is an apprentice chippy from Western Australia. He's 19 and was struggling financially.
Because as an apprentice, you don't really earn too much.
When he decided to dive into ABC.
And as I started looking at the very first modules, I realised everything I just talked about, they just did to me, and I was just kind of like a fish wandering into a shark's mouth.
Billy reckons he was paying nearly $1,000 a month to learn the sales techniques that were used on him.
You can't see it if you don't know it.
And he says it's an intense group to be in.
There are plenty of people in there who literally cut off every single piece of family to get this done.
Billy says that can also include friends and even your partner if they're not supporting you.
I do feel like there was a sense of brainwashing.
He ended up leaving ABC. He reckons it was giving pyramid scheme.
I don't think it's intentionally been set up to be a pyramid scheme, but it, I think, definitely can look like it. I feel like the large majority of people in there just resell the course.
I got a bit distant, even with my girlfriend who I live with, after a bit said something about it, how I've got no time for her anymore.
Sam, not his real name, is a 19-year-old apprentice from Moreton Bay, Queensland. Sam has shown me a screenshot of a $12,500 loan that he says ABC set him up with to pay for the course. But it wasn't until later that Sam realised they'd falsified the purpose of the loan.
The reason for it, they put dental loan. I don't know. They're scary now looking at it, but
For ages now, I've been trying to get any of the leaders of this group, ABC, to talk to me about what they're doing. I DM'd a bunch of the guys with the biggest followings, I sent texts, emailed, WhatsApped, and I tried to call one of the key affiliates, an Aussie guy called Marcel Stamm. This is a video he posted on YouTube in 2024.
You can then make a living off providing that information and that knowledge to other people, then they can go and provide that to other people. And this is why people sometimes think online education can look like a pyramid scheme or whatever the fuck it is, because in reality, it is a pyramid because the market rewards people for expanding the market.
I reached out to a bunch of guys involved with ABC Academy. One who doesn't appear to be selling courses anymore said he wasn't the right person to ask because he wasn't involved with the group's operations. Another said, shut your bitch ass up.
Hack on Triple J.
Alice Angeloni reporting there, and look, getting messages through. Someone on the text line now saying best way to get rich quick and quit the 9 to 5 is sell a course on how to get rich quick and quit the 9 to 5. All right, sensing some sarcasm there, but it is interesting, and I do want to hear from you if you have signed up to one of these courses, because Ali has been looking into this story for a little while now. She's actually still with us to tell us more about this investigation. Ali, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, Dave.
You've been digging into this online world for a while now. It's been an adventure. I mean, what else have you been able to find?
Yeah, Dave, it has been a journey. And certainly what I've found is that ABC Academy aren't the only people offering these courses. Experts have certainly told me that there's a lot of people offering education courses online, selling everything, you know, from fitness and finance to parenting advice. And it all depends on your algorithm and where you're at in your life as to what kind of content you're going to get. But my research has shown that ABC Sales Agency isn't a registered business in Australia. It's also not registered to provide training here in Australia. And you know, I hit up one financial regulator, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, and they said, you know, they can't regulate this business because they're not a member. So it certainly appears to be falling through the gaps in terms of regulation.
So do we know who is actually running ABC Academy?
Well, not really, because there's a lot of affiliates, and these are the faces that you're going to see when you're scrolling on your feed. They're the ones pushing this content. Well, we've been told that they're making a commission from all course sales generated through their accounts. It's been tricky to work out how this organisation is structured. That's actually in part because it appears to be running out of the United Arab Emirates. That's what I've been told, and I've actually seen some screenshots of payment for the course going to Abu Dhabi. But a guy called Tremaine Turner, who grew up in Sydney, he was previously in drop shipping. He appears to be the founder, and he was listed as such. He was on a podcast back in 2022 where he was listed as the founder and CEO of ABC Sales Agency.
Yeah, it does all seem to be pretty opaque, and it's hard to get answers on some of these questions, not for lack of trying, though, because you have been on this story for a while, Ali. I mean, have you been able to hear from Tremaine? Have you sent messages? Has he said anything to you?
Tremaine Turner's been quite difficult to get a hold of. He seems to have a very limited digital footprint, but I have been DMing the main affiliates over many months. I've been calling, emailing, WhatsApping with little success, but I really wanted to ask them some of the key questions that have come up over the course of their investigation, because I really wanted to hear their perspective on this story. I wanted to know things like, how common is it for people who sign up to resell the course, and how much money the average participant makes through this course, and whether they think it's a realistic way for young people to make money. I also really wanted their response to claims that it has parallels to MLM and pyramid schemes, because, you know, that seems like an important thing for them to comment on, but so far I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, they're all really reasonable questions, and the fact there are people out there saying this feels like a scam, it would be interesting to get their take on it as the people who are out there running this. I mean, what has the response been to this story?
We've been hearing from a lot of people reaching out with similar stories and experiences. A lot of people saying, hey, my nephew or my son has, you know, he's a teenager, he's a young man, he's been pulled into something that's either the same thing or sounds really similar. We've even heard from the government on this today too. Senator Murray Watt was asked about it on TV Breakfast this morning, and he said, you know, it's terrible to see young Australians being ripped off in this way. And the reality is that we're seeing a much wider range of scams in Australia today, and that people need to really, really be asking themselves the hard questions before entering things like this. I've spoken to family members, actually, of people involved in the scheme who are glad that this is being brought to light. You know, I think that's an important perspective too that we don't hear much of, is how families are impacted by this hustle culture. I've also heard back from some of the people who featured in this story, and what they had to say was, thank you for the opportunity to help others be wary.
Yeah, it does feel like there are a lot of people who have been raising concerns about this kind of stuff for a while. So appreciate your time. Hack reporter Alice Angeloni, I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you on this. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
And we are hearing from you on the text line, someone saying, my little brother signed up to this ABC Academy. I think it's a scam. Now he has an $11,000 loan and he's super unwell mentally, that person's saying. Another person saying, courses like this exist in the mental health space too. A lot of them targeted towards young men and in trades. They offer psychology, wellness coaching and stuff like that, but run by guys with no degrees, no accreditation. It's very manosphere coded, that person saying. Well, someone who has experience looking at this stuff is Sunshine Coast University Professor of Management, Deanna Grant-Smith. She's researched multi-level marketing previously. Deanna, what do you think of these academies that are popping up that are claiming to be sales agencies?
Yeah, look, there's a few red flags for me. And I think that the flag that is almost the brightest for me is the one that says no skills, no experience, but then you have to come and do this training with us. They're really giving you a falsehood, aren't they? They're telling you that this is for people who don't know anything, because they're going to tell you everything you need for a price. And so when I see people touting these kinds of opportunities by saying that we can teach you everything you need to know, but you don't have to bring anything to the table and we'll help you make a lot of money, it's always too good to be true.
Yeah, well, one of the things about this particular academy is they don't have a public website, but they do use this really obscure social media marketing. Do you think that's deliberate?
I think it's absolutely deliberate. It's deliberate for two reasons. The first is that it helps to avoid scrutiny. So if you can't find things, you can't critique it. But I think even more than that, they're really selling this idea that it's for a certain kind of person. It's for someone who's an influencer. So they're really using those kinds of channels. They're using things like TikTok or YouTube, the kinds of things that people are accustomed to seeing other people use when they're doing this kind of work.
Those whole how I escaped the 9-to-5 stories that are used in the marketing, how effective are those strategies?
I think that they can be effective because they're targeting a certain kind of person. Most of the things that they do are promoting often lavish lifestyles or an escape from the grind of a job that you might not find satisfying or that you're having to attend 5 days a week. And they're really trying to present a certain lifestyle associated with this. So it's not just a job, it's a lifestyle, because they're very clear that this is about you creating content, and they're using words that make it sound like a really exciting, low effort opportunity.
I want to note that, you know, people that we've spoken to have found value in the course, that have said that the sales training they learned has helped them to secure high paying sales jobs. Could it be useful for some people and not useful for other people? Like, can both be true?
Absolutely. These two things can absolutely exist at the same time, because there are some people who are going to do exceedingly well. They're going to be very successful. But what we often don't hear are the other things that have helped them to become successful. It's unlikely that it's just this course alone. There's often other things that are creating opportunities for them as well that not everyone will have access to. The other thing that I would be concerned about is that often when someone is early entry into these kinds of schemes, they do quite well. But as they become more flooded, once more people are doing it, those really lucrative opportunities tend not to be as available because there's more people trying to do exactly the same thing.
It is very clear the target demographic for this kind of program, young men, in particular tradies, people who are working big, long days, may not be getting much money starting out their careers. Are there different programs and schemes that target young women? Is that also a thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So the kinds of things that tend to attract women more are what we call relational opportunities. So we'll often see women join multi-level marketing companies, for instance, where they might be selling a wellness product or beauty products. And it very much focuses on the idea that you'll be creating connections with other people who are also selling these products, that you'll be working for people, people will be working for you, and you're almost creating a family around it. So they're definitely focusing kind of alpha male in these, and for the women's organisations, they're focusing more on creating relationships and, I guess, a sense of satisfaction from working with other people as well.
What kind of regulation is there around all of this in Australia? Because, for example, we understand that this business that we've been focusing on now operates out of Dubai. I'm wondering if there's anything Australian regulators can do about this because of that.
Certainly when we're looking at the law around this, there has to be a product that's being sold. You can't have people pay for nothing. So it's not illegal in that sense. But what I would be telling people to do is to be very wary of some of the claims. So they talk in this company about you getting a credential at the end of it, that you'd be a certified something. But what is that certification actually worth? Does it have value? Does the money that you're paying for the course that you would do with them so that you can then sell their courses, is it of value to anyone else? So we know that if we do a degree at a university or a TAFE, for instance, we know who's given the degree. We know that there's a whole bunch of regulation around that to make sure that it meets a quality standard and people know what it means. Do people actually recognise this company and do they place any value on that credential? I'd suggest possibly not.
Yeah, we've got a lot of messages coming through on this. Someone's saying, I've totally had interviews with these people. Thank God I didn't join. When I asked questions, the guy couldn't give an answer and got a little aggressive. Someone else saying, lots of these kinds of courses within the property industry as well. Teachers saying they're seeing these courses pop up targeting teachers who are feeling disillusioned with their job. This person saying it's scary that teachers feel trapped in what else could I do whirlpool and feel like they might want to sign up to something like this. Well, we're hearing that, you know, there are courses that are targeting young men but also targeting women as well. And with us now, Jolie is on the line. Jolie, you were targeted with one of these courses. You saw something that was promising, something you thought was a little too good to be true. What was that?
Yeah, so for me, FIFO mining, it was marketed sort of like a earn hundreds a day, thousands a week, very similar to the like build your own business and live your own path, which is completely opposite to what FIFO mining really is. And as like as a healthcare student myself, I don't have any interest in joining a trade like what Hack's looking into or mining itself. So I don't know where it's come from.
Okay. So you started to see this stuff. Were you tempted at all to look into it, or did you think straight away, maybe it's not for me?
I was 100% tempted and I almost fell victim to it. Being like a low income healthcare student and living on a fortnightly paycheck from a hospital, but also being chronically ill, I'm a diabetic. So as soon as I get that paycheck, it's gone to medications, to appointments. So the idea of like this financial freedom, at first it might have, well, at second it seemed too good to be true. But firstly, I was like, this is great. This would be awesome, without thinking about the downsides that we know and that we've seen from these inquiries. It's not looking at that side at all.
Yeah, it's what we're hearing from a lot of people, Jolie, and you can understand why people do want to believe a lot of this stuff and do sign up to these programs and maybe can't find a lot of information about who has done them. I mean, Deanna, what do you do if it's someone you love who's signed up to something like this and you suspect it's not all it's cracked up to be? Because we're hearing from a lot of people now who are saying, I think this is my brother or my partner or someone that I know.
We need to be sensitive to them. So obviously we need to tell people if we think that they're involved in something that isn't good for them or that isn't going to give them the return on investment that they hope for. But going in too hard, too fast can actually make them very resistant. So we need to tread carefully and cautiously when we're talking to people and actually help them to get through the thinking themselves. We can't tell them what to do because there's a bunch of other people telling them something completely different.
Do you have any other tips of what people should be aware of when they're trying to sort out whether something is legitimate, whether it will provide them some value, or if it could be a scam?
What I suggest to people, don't just talk to people who are currently in the organisation. See if you can find people who have left as well, because they're probably going to give you a very honest appraisal of what their experience was. The other really good piece of advice I've got is actually financial advice. Really what they're encouraging you to do is invest your time in this instead of something else. So if that time you're investing is time you would have spent in paid employment, which is guaranteed money in your pocket, it's what we call an opportunity cost when you do this instead, because it means that you are losing the money that you would have earned. And here, if you're only working on commission, it's kind of a wish. You hope that some of these leads that you have will turn into closings so that you can get that commission, but it's not guaranteed. Don't just look at the big payday maybe once a month or once a fortnight. Look at what you're losing per week and per hour.
Professor Deanna Grant-Smith from the University of the Sunshine Coast, appreciate you coming on Hack.
My pleasure.
Yeah, big response to this one. A lot of people noticing these kinds of creators targeting different professions, whether it's teachers or minors or healthcare workers. We're going to keep looking into this topic. And if you do want to read more, go check out Alice Angeloni's story for ABC News online. It's really interesting and you can kind of see the responses from some of those course sellers, but also the messages between the people who are expressing some interest and what they're being told in response. Look, please subscribe to this podcast. We've got deep dives like this every single week. But that is all for now. I'll catch you next time.